We are joined once again by our life coach, Johnny Ball, the life coach. Hello, Johnny!
Johnny!
Hi, Neil and Debbie, how are you?
Well, you changed us profoundly after last time we spoke, so much so I went out and bought that book you were talking about.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
I watched the film.
What are you talking about?
The film.
Which one?
I can't think of the title.
The Way of the Peaceful Warrior?
The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was a film.
Mm, yes.
Oh, well, look at us. We've done our homework, Johnny.
You have. Fantastic. That's what I like to hear.
Now, can I ask you some questions? Because I've had a little chat with Johnny about my own life, because he's a life coach, you know, Debbie. And I've had a little chat with him about things in my life.
Yeah, go on.
And he got me a-thinking. Got me a-thinking. I've got some questions. Can I throw some questions about thinking, about subject of thinking, Johnny? Does everyone think differently or the same?
That's almost impossible to answer. I mean, definitely everybody thinks differently to some degree, but there are some processes that probably work the same in most of our brains.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could never say that everybody thinks the same way. Otherwise, we wouldn't have nearly the amount of problems we have in the world, but we certainly wouldn't have the variety that we have here either. So we definitely think differently.
So presumably there are certain aspects of our life that make us think the way we do in our own life.
Yeah, it'll be things like our values, and they tend to come from our environment, our parents, and our general upbringing. They can come from things like religious background, from school. Really, we tend to get really set in that at quite an early age, probably around 7 to 13, really, is where that gets a bit more fixed for us.
Because I found this completely fascinating. I had this conversation with Johnny, and it made me start thinking about the way I think and catching myself thinking and what I'm thinking about at the time that I'm thinking.
Oh, my head hurts.
I know. Where do our thoughts come from?
That's a very interesting question to answer, because if you think about it, you can't have a thought without using your mind. So we don't know exactly where they come from. There are various theories. We tend to think they come from our brain, although there is more of a school of thought that says that our thinking is more holographic, and I think that would be a very in-depth call to have on our own, but that the thinking actually comes from the information around us, that we actually, there's also a school that says we think with every cell of our body. Every cell of our body is thinking and part of our brain, not just the brain that's in our head. So again, a very hard question to answer, but in terms of where the thoughts come from, the thoughts we have tend to come from our experience, and we'll often have pretty much the same thoughts over and over again throughout each day, unless we actually change our patterns. They might feel like, you know, we know it's a different day, but if we have particular habits and unserving thoughts and behaviours, they'll be the same thought patterns that are coming up on a regular basis.
Therein lies my next question then. Is it possible to change the way you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been estimated that probably about 5% of our brain power is our conscious brain. And the rest of that is our unconscious or subconscious mind, both the same thing, which is running the rest of our body. So if you think about it, you don't consciously have to tell yourself to breathe or to use your eyes or to use your hands. You know, if you had tried to consciously pick up a cup off the table, you couldn't do it, or it would certainly take you a very long time, because you'd have to consciously move each muscle group. You'd have to, and you know, do you know how many muscle groups there are between your hand and your shoulder to be able to do that?
With our bodies, about 2, but in the normal body, quite a few thousand. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot is the right answer. So that you couldn't possibly do it consciously. So our unconscious mind takes care of all of that sort of side of it. It runs our body for us, runs our circulatory system. So, and it's probably calling about 95% of the shots. Now, with your thoughts particularly, I'll always sort of get to this with things. If you have beliefs, and they tend to be unconscious beliefs, most of our beliefs are, that they're not supporting you, and you may not even be aware of what they are, then when you set out to do something, you've got probably about 5% of your conscious mind that wants to go and achieve this goal, and possibly 95% of your mind that you're not completely aware of that's operating against you if you have an unconscious belief that doesn't support the positive thing that you want to go and do. So if you've ever sort of set your mind to go and do something, maybe you wanted to start a fitness campaign, for example, and you have, all right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to lose this amount of weight, I'm going to start running, I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to get myself right in shape, and I'm going to do all these wonderful things. What happens the next morning? Your alarm goes off. What's the first thing you do?
Sod it.
hit the snooze button.
Yeah.
for many people, it will be, because you'll still have this unconscious belief, or you'll convince yourself as, hey, you know, sleep's important as well, you know, so that's an important part of my health as well. I need to be awake for the day. And so you'll still run into these unconscious beliefs or habits that may not be supporting what you positively want to achieve.
So how do you go about changing that barrier that's in the way of you making that positive change to your life?
So the first thing is always going to be to have to dig out what these unconscious beliefs are, or what these limiting beliefs are that are actually holding you back from the success and whatever else you want to achieve in your life. And that for me is where working with a coach particularly comes in, to dig into your life and find out what your beliefs are that might be not serving you and not helping you towards the direction that you want to move in.
And these beliefs come from our parents, did you say?
It comes from a number of sources. I mean, generally it'll be from our environment. It'll be from, there's a phrase or a saying, I should say, and I can't remember who actually said it, but that our beliefs are created by validation from other people. That, you know, we'll tend to believe something is true if other people will believe it as well. And that social proof thing is what creates our reality in our minds. So if our parents tell us, you know, if you think about it in terms of maybe a religious belief, if your parents tell you that we believe in this religion and this is the truth, you're more likely to grow up believing that that's the case. And if everyone that you know is involved in that religion, and you go to a church and that's your entire environment, that validation from all the people around you is helping to create that reality and make it more true for you.
Vis-a-vis thoughts, which you're thinking about today, I had no idea you were having this with Tony. I had no idea. There's quite a common theme, and when we've talked about insomnia and getting to bed at night and things like that, people's thoughts, they can't switch themselves off because of all these thoughts going around in their head. What do you make of that? How can people get over that?
Well, there are two ways to do that. One would be to download my e-book, Good Sleep Guide. The other would really be to start writing down your thoughts. I mean, one thing I will suggest is write down the things that are keeping you awake. There are so many things that you can do, and there are so many reasons why people might not be getting to sleep at night, but the main one tends to be worry about what's coming up in the future. So if you actually write all of these down, and you all the things that are bothering you, get them on paper, and then write what you could do about it right now. And if you can't do anything about it right now, what could you do about it tomorrow? And if you can't do anything about it tomorrow, what can you do about it after that? And if you have no control over it, there's no point worrying about it. If you can do something about it tomorrow, make the plan and set that in your mind and do it tomorrow. And if it's something in the past that you're just playing over in your mind and worrying about it, you just have to find a way to let it go.
So I'm writing this down.
Why do you have that? Do you find you have lots of thoughts? And
no, it's somebody who I know who just cannot get to sleep, who absolutely cannot get to sleep, and it's thoughts they cannot switch off. It drives them crazy.
Where can we download that you just mentioned, Johnny?
I'll send you the link.
Okay, brilliant.
You'll be able to get it on my website as well.
Totally fascinating, as always, with Johnny Ball, isn't it? The life coach.
Yeah, you always make us think. We come up away and we go, oh, what about this? And then what about that?
Can we have another session with you in a couple of weeks?
Of course. I'd love that.
Brilliant. OK, Johnny Ball is the life coach to our show. Great talking to you, as always.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that, life coach to the show.
Yeah, is that all right?
Yeah. I don't know.